This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in the USA, everybody knows, it's been an election. There's a new president, Joe Biden. Are you getting whiplash at the number of executive orders he's putting through? Really, it's been huge.
How many? I don't think I've been able to keep track. And there was a pen for every single one I've noticed.
Yes, yeah, and they give those away to people.
Is there a whiplash where it's just joyful?
Absolutely.
Where you don't have an injury and it's good news.
But as we said, it's pretty much a U-turn. It's really, he's been changing laws left, right and centre. And LGBT laws, actually not so much laws, the authorities around the laws are some of the things he's been changing. So one of the ones you probably would have heard about, he's reversed the ban on trans members in the military, so they are now able to serve openly. There's still, I think it's about 20 or 30,000 serving trans members, so they will be able to continue doing what they're doing to their full capacity, which is great. You might have missed this one, though. They've reinstated federal guidelines protecting trans students around schools. Remember the trans bathroom issue?
Yeah.
Which bathroom and all that? And it blew up everywhere. Well, what President Trump had done, he took away the guidance and said, look, you figure it out on a state-by-state basis. President Biden has come in and put in a framework which says you cannot discriminate against kids in schools. So just with the stroke of a pen, again, U-turn on rights for young LGBTI people in America. Are you a bit excited about the change?
It's great. It's good to see that all this thing where all the rights were, you know, won back by Trump, now it's just being put back to where it should be.
Yeah, now they have the Senate too. You know, the equality bill is always possible. Like, you know, things are looking up.
Yeah.
I did read, though, that they're being cautious on promising the equality bill. Yeah. You know, they're still feeling their way. It's a close tussle. But, yeah, we'll keep you up to date on things as they happen in the USA. Shannon, where have you been looking at?
So I've been looking in Honduras. So what they've done, not great news, less cheerful now, is they have amended the constitution to make legalizing marriage equality almost impossible. So it used to be that to change a part of the constitution, you needed 2/3. They've now changed it to 3/4. So it makes it almost
High bar.
Yeah, a very, very high bar. So although homosexuality was legalized there in 1999, in 2005 it was explicitly, same-sex marriage was explicitly forbidden in the constitution.
You do see this in some countries where there's, I guess, acceptance has a limit. So we'll give you, you know, shared rights of, you know, partners' rights for property or things like that. But marriage, That's just a step too far.
Yeah, well, here, I mean, here, what, you know, we won't jail you, but you can't have any of the same rights as other people. And Mario Perez, one of the members of the president's party, has, like, considers it a constitutional lock. So, yeah, not
good news, really.
Not good news.
No. Stefan?
A bit better news in Brazil now. How do we feel about the quotas?
About which?
Quotas.
Quotas? It depends on what they're quotering.
So a Brazilian lawmaker has announced a bill that will require big companies to reserve 3% of their jobs for transgender employees.
3%? That's actually quite a lot.
So yeah, it is saying that it is a step that would help trans people escape poverty and marginalisation. So they've gone one further from Argentina, who last year passed a law reserving 1% of public sector jobs for trans workers. So they've decided to go further and to actually go to big companies. So
this is also private companies as well?
Yes, apparently it is also private companies. It will apply to all private firms with more than 100 staff that receive state aid or contracts.
Okay, so they're tying it to
caveats.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah. I guess that's the. I mean, that argument has come up here in Australia too. Of if you're receiving public money, can you discriminate to schools and things like that?
So obviously, the critics of the bill, like I've heard this argument here from the Liberals saying that compulsory equality quotas are not an effective way of addressing discrimination in the labour market. And I might leave it at that.
Well, do you think, though, there's a time, like, if you haven't got change happening, a quota can force it to happen? Like, start, it's like rolling the snowball, giving it a push?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think this going recruiting and thing on talent doesn't work if you want to have a balanced workforce.
Mm. Interesting. So it hasn't gone through yet. He's just put the bill.
It's been proposed.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that for Brazil, which would be a nice step forward. Paul, you've been looking at Turkey.
Yes, I have. Not good news from Turkey. That would be a surprise. So four students have been arrested because of an artwork which reportedly depicted LGBTI rainbow symbols alongside an image of a sacred Islamic site. So the students were actually protesting about the appointment of a rector, sort of the head of the university, but they got arrested because they had depicted the rainbows next to the, well, allegedly had depicted the rainbows next to the Great Mosque, which is the holy site in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Now, they have been detained, and the Interior Minister has tweeted that four LGBT deviants who committed this disrespect have been detained. So his comments have actually caused an angry response on social media, people saying it's hate speech, calling for the tweets to be deleted. Also on the other side, though, we've had conservatives and the pro-government social media which has come out and condemned the students. Now, being homosexual in Turkey, I mean, it's legal.
But it's gone backwards.
There's been lots of opposition to it recently, like the Istanbul Pride March has been banned for the last 5 years. And, of course, it didn't happen in 2020 because nothing happened in 2020. Yeah, so it's
the government there has certainly not been a friend of the LGBTI community.
No,
so,
no.
And you see this the attacks over the rainbow, issues of you know, calling it propaganda, things like that. Challenging times.
They even had the chief advisor to the president as waded in on it as well.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.